Okay, today's shiur is Tamura Daf Ches. Tamura Daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. And we mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday that the rule is that Tamura can only be performed on one's own animal. So Kohanim can be Mamer their animal, Yisraelim can be Mamer their animal. What about Bechor? So that is the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said that they cannot be Mamer on a Bechor, because it's compared to Chathas V'Hashem. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, why not? So that could be a fundamental Machlokes, which Beis Hashem will talk about soon in the Gemara, about Bailus on an animal that's a Bechor. While Yisrael has the Bechor, so then it's still his. It has Kedusha, but a Yisrael, Rashi says here, Beferish, could be Mamer on the Bechor. Last line of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Avol Yisraelim Hamer Bo Nitvas Bekedusha, Shahari Birshuso Chala Kedusha Ala Bechor. So Yisrael, even though is going to go to a Kohen, but the Kedusha was Chal on his Rishus, and he owns it. The Machlokas is, once a Kohen gets it, do we say that it's like other Karbanos, and therefore he does not have the Bailus on it enough to create Tamura, or not, or he has extra bialus. Okay, says the Gemara, Tzadon Hasam, says the Mishnah in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. So the entire first amud and a half of today's daf is going to talk about this Mishnah and Rav Nachman's comment about the Mishnah. So let's see. Says the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni, Tzadon Hasam, Bechor Mochrin Oso Tam Chai, a Bechor, you're allowed to sell it, Tam Chai. If it is Tam, it doesn't have a mum yet, Chai, while it is alive. Mashma, that Tam Shachut, we'll see this, you're not allowed to sell. Only Tam Chai one is allowed to sell. Ubal Mum, Chai Veshachut. But a Bal Mum you can always sell. You can always sell a Bal Mum, and a Tam, you're only allowed to sell while it is alive. Rashi points out that in the Havamina, before we get to the next line of Rav Nachman, Hashta Mashma, Bein Bizman HaMikdash, Bein Bizman HaZeh. Mishnah doesn't make any distinctions, whether it's Bizman HaMikdash, when the Bechor is earmarked to be Hukrav, or not. Doesn't make a difference. V'hachi Mashma. And this is what we think. In Beis HaMikdash, Kayam, Mochrin Oso, Le Kohen Chai. If Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, where it's going to be a Karban, then one Kohen could sell it to another Kohen, because it's going to be brought as a carbon, chai, and that kohen is makrevit, but shachut not. Shachut not, the shachut is not sold, and bizman hazeh, you could sell to anybody. Bizman hazeh, because you have to wait for a mum in any case. So that's the havamina before we get to the next line. But anyway, the Mishnah says, the bechor, one is allowed to sell tam chai in a bal mum, no matter what. Umekachin boas ha'isha. And a kohen is allowed to do kiddushin with his chelek, with his bechor. Mekacha bo'as isha. It's his money, it's his mamon. That is the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua. Rav Nachman says, in the name of Rabba Baravua, Lo shanu ela bizman hazeh. This Mishnah that allows selling is only bizman hazeh. Ho'ol ve'isle le'kohen zechiyah bagavei, since the Kohen has zechiyah in it, because it's bizman hazeh, so therefore, that's why he's able to sell it. Avol bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, but bizman hamikdash, kivan detam lehakrava hutakoi, but bizman hamikdash, because it is earmarked to be hukrav as a karban, when it is a tam, a mochronoso tamim chai. That's Rav Nachman's limit. When the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah says, the first half of the Mishnah is important for us. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to sell a Bechor Tam Chai. Let us sell it. Says Rav Nachman, that's only Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaMikdash, it's off limits. Kohen's not allowed to sell it. Ask the Achronim, why is that? Is there something inherently different between the Bechor, Bizman HaZeh, Bizman HaMikdash? Lamaisa, you can't be Makrovit without a Beis HaMikdash. That's true. But should that affect the bailus? Really, if you have the ability to be makrivit, that's going to affect whether it's really mine or it's not mine? Two thoughts. First, the Brisker Rav, and then the Stipler. Says the Brisker Rav in the Griz, not on the the Masechta, but on the Griz in Hilchos Bechoros. In Hilchos Bechoros, on page 104, in the Griz al Rambam, he says, everybody talks about this, Rav Nachman. What's the chilek between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaMikdash? What changed? After all, Kedusha's Bechor is Kedusha's Bechor. What's the difference? Says the Brisker Rav. Ubi yisod achilak demachalkinan bein bechar bezman hazeh delochazi lakrava lebezman hamikdash sarachiyun. What's the difference? Tahare beikar hachefza lekashum nafkusa. In the chefs of the carbon, there shouldn't be a difference. In the gavra, I can't be makdashit. I can't be makrovit because I don't have a mizbeach. I don't have a beis hamikdash. But inherently, the carbon is different. Why should it be different? So what must you say that we have to change our mentalities? The fact that it's Rav Nachman says it's not mamono shel kohen, so that he can't be mocher it, that's not because he has less bailus in the chefza. Ki im dehu din bifne atzmo shel hafkaz din bailum vizechia machmezeh sheomed lahakrava. We'll get to more of the formulation in the stipler in a minute, but he says it must be that you look at the amida lahakrava as a hafka. Inherently, step one, conceptually, step one is it has this, it's the same connection to the Kohen and not. But once we talk about what the Kohen is allowed to do with it, those powers are mufka, those powers are limited because of what else he has to do with it. Because he has to bring it as a carbon, he is not allowed to sell it. His rights are limited. Inherently, the carbon itself is no difference. A bechor is a bechor. But because I have to do something, so that destiny of the item limits what I'm allowed to do with it or not. And that impacts a lot of different issues, but he says the biggest riot to that is Rav Nachman. That's number one, the Brisker Rav. The Stipler gets into it even a little deeper. The Stipler says, not here, but in Maseches Zvachim, in Siman Lamed Beis. The Stipler asks it as the following way. It's the same question, but he asks it the following way. We passing like the Rambam. Not the Rambam, we're Paskin. Shulchan Aruch is a Paskin. The Rambam Paskins, like the Mandamar of the Gemara, Makriven Afabishayin Shambayis, the Machlokas in the Gemara. If we could build a Mizbeach today, even if we don't have a base of Mikdash, we could build a Mizbeach today. Could we bring Karbanos on there? Getting out of all the other problems with Tumah and Big Day Kahuna and knowing exactly where the Mizbeach goes, forgetting all of those problems. Let's say we figured all those out. Are we allowed to bring Karbanos today, says the Rambam? Yes. Your elaborate karbanos bezman hazeh. Makriven av abishayin sham bayis. So the Stipler says that makes the question even stronger. Why should there be a difference, according to Rav Nachman, between bezman hazeh bezman hamikdash? There's a chiyav akrava bezman hazeh. L'maisa, you can't be makriven, but there's a chiyav akrava. Question number one. Question number two, the other problem he asks is on another sheet of the Rambam, in Ilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, where the Rambam quotes, we know there's an Issa Daraisa of being Matil Mum Bekadshim. I am not allowed to put a mum in a carbon, not even in an indirect way. If you remember, we discussed in the past the Gemara in Beitza Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to even put my animal into a stable with other animals, and I'm going to put a little doe behind the ear of my animal. So then the other animals will go nibble, and they'll nibble off his ear also a little bit. That's also Aser Doraisa. That's not called Grumma, it's Aser Doraisa. That's an Aser Doraisa. The Rambam says that Iser does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Why? The Rambam says, Eino loke ele bizman shabiz mingdash kayim. Avo bizman hazeh, avo bishavar below sasei. Eino loke, you don't get Malkus, because you can't be makrovit. Ask the Stipler, according to the Rambam again, what's the difference? What's the difference? According to the Rambam, there's a chiyav hakrava today. So why should that have any effect? Does it have an effect on Shchut Echutz? Does it have an effect on Hatolas Mum Bekadshim? So why should there be such a difference? That's how he formulates the question. That's the same question basically as the Brisker Rav. Says the Stipler, maybe it's based on the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch, which the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah 440, Mitzvah Taf Mem. By the way, those who are joining the Mitzvah Shir, feel free to join. We start a new Parsha today. Parsha's Emor. We finished the 51 Mitzvahs of Kedoshim yesterday. Today we start, Be'ez Hashem, on OU.org, the 63 Mitzvahs of Parsha's Emor. Says the Stipler, maybe it's based on the Chinuch. The Chinuch says, regarding the Isser Shchutei Chutz, regarding Shechting outside, chutz noeg bezman hazeh mipnei mishum sheroy lefnim shemakrivin avopi she'ein bias. Right, he says the isra shchut dechutz applies to bezman hazeh because of that Rambam shita. Makrivin avopi she'ein bias, so it's still roy li shachit befnim. But then the chinuch adds, ein hakavana lomar sheyehei alav chiyuv lahakriv karbon bebeis hamigdash achshav shehu charev zedaver barerhu. That says Lashon. What is he saying? He holds Makrivin Alav Ishein Shom Bias. What does that mean? Umidvarev, now as the disciple explains the Chinuch, the fact that you're allowed to bring Kabbalas today, that doesn't mean that there's a Chiyuv Hakrava. That just means that there is a idea, there's a Chiyuv LaHakriv, but there would be if you did a Kiyum Hakrava. And you'd be allowed to be Makriv. There's a Hefter Hakrava Bizman HaZeiv without a Beis HaMikdash. But there's no Chiyuv Hakrava. The Chiyuv Hakrava, you need a Beis HaMikdash. Ulafize, he says, now you understand which halachas are tali on an actual chovas hakrava, which are tali on the ability to be makriv. Shchut echutz is asa daraisa even bizman hazeh. Why? Because that's tali on roi lihikaret bifnim. That's roi, and therefore it could be even daraisa today. But the isra of adalas mum bekachim is tali on the chovas hakrava. The chovas hakrava, there is no chovas hakrava today. You can't say there's a chov to be makriv today when we don't have a beis mizbech, and even if we had a mizbech, if we don't have a beis hamikdash. There's no chovas hakrava. And he says, maybe now we can get back to Rav Nachman. If there's no chovas hakrava, so then memela, that impacts the bialus of a kohen. When we say, when does Rav Nachman say bezman hamikdash, where there's even a chovas hakrava, so that affects the bialus of the kohen, and therefore he can't be mocharit. But the second that there's no chova, yeah, you can, there's a heter, but you're not dafka going to. Therefore, that could belong to the Kohen. Yesh lomar, de kol shei mitzvah klal akrivo, einum bechlal zeh, de lo sagi b'mashe roi lakrova, ela b'inyan shei omeid u'minyucha lakrova, v'chol shei mitzvah b'akrovaso, lo mechshav shei omeid lakrova, v'chid shaper havi b'chor mamon Kohen, ki imen deim bo mitzvah sakrova lagavoa. He just then ends off in the last paragraph and says, what's the svar for this chinuch? Where'd he get this from? The Gemara says, af makrivin avo b'shei shambayis. Where does he see from that Lashon that it's only a Heter and not a Chiyuv? Makriven! You're right, if we don't have a Mizbeach, we're Ba'anus. We can't do it. But where does he get that from? So he says 2 points. Number one, maybe the Svara is that many times in Sefer Vayikra, when it says it talks about Hakrava and Shechita, it says El Pesach Ol Moed. It says that over and over again in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, El Pesach Ol Moed. So maybe that's where he gets it from. If you don't have Pesach Ol Moed, how can you say there's a Chiyuv Hakrava? V'hikrivo al Pesach al Amoed. Number one. Number two, maybe he dafka got it from these two halachas in the Gemara. He saw Rav Nachman Shita, our Gemara. What's the difference between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaBayis? He saw the other Gemara about Matul Mum Bekachim. It's totally on whether there's a Beis HaMikdash. He saw those Gemaras and says, how do we understand this? We are Makarivin our Beis HaBayis. So maybe he dafka came up with his Chiddush. Because of our Gemara, and because of the Gemara about Hatalz Mubakacha. Beautiful. That's Zvachim Simin Lamed Beis in the Stipler. Okay, so now we know about Rav Nachman, so now we can talk about it for the next 30 lines. Okay, Rav Nachman Shita, again, who's Machalik, that the Kohen owns it, the Bechar, more, Bizman HaZeh, and that's what the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni is talking about, but Bizman HaBayis, he cannot sell it. So we're going to ask about 5 questions from different sources on Rav Nachman. Number 1. Esei Rav Rav Nachman, 5 lines up. Mochrin Oso Tam Chai, Chai In Shachelo. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says you're allowed to sell it Tam Chai. Mashma, you can't sell a Tam Shachut, right? Only a Tam Chai. So Amos, when are we talking about? When is the Mishnah making this distinction? That you can only sell a live Tam and not a dead Tam. If we're talking about Bizman HaZeh, Mi'ika Tam Shachut, is there the Gemara's Machalik between Tam Chai and Tam Shachut, Bizman HaZeh? You're never going to have a Tam Shachut. Why? Because that's an Aveira. It's Kachim Bachutz. Bizman HaZeh, you're not allowed to Shecht a Bechor. So nobody would do that. That can't be what we're talking about. So elapshita bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So what must be the Mishnah to be talking about? Bizman hamikdash viktani. The Mishnah says nami mochon asot amchay. You're allowed to sell it. It's kashon Rav Nachman, because the Mishnah, the Rav Nachman is explaining. We just proved must be talking about bizman hamikdash, and it says you're allowed to sell it. Says the Gemara, no. Lo la olam bizman hazeh. Really, we're talking about bizman hazeh in the Mishnah. So what's the diuk of Tam Shachut? It's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, don't make that diyuk. Miktani mochonoso tam chai in shachalo. It doesn't say that, and therefore don't make the diyuk. Just take the words at face value and realize the Mishnah is trying to tell us a chiddush about the words and the din that it says, without meaning any diyukim. Hagufa asal ashminan. It itself is just trying to teach us that the bizman hazeh nami mochonoso tam chai. It's just teaching us that halacha, that bizman hazeh, unlike Zman HaMikdash, where you're not allowed to, Bizman HaZeh, one is allowed to sell it, Tam Chai. Right? That is not meant to be Medayik. Okay, next. Eisvei, let's try to bring another Raya. Bibachar ne'amar lo sifte v'nimkarhu. We have this once before. By a Bachar, it says lo sifte, it cannot be redeemed. Right, we discussed this back in the Eavon lo Mahani Sugyas, because it's Ein lo Pidyon. Right, that was the Lashon. Right, it's not Yosei Lechulin. So, Bebechar Ne'emar lo Sifte V'nimkarhu, but it can be sold. A Bechar can be sold. So, B'maya Skinan, what are we talking about? Ilei Bizman HaZeh. Are we talking about Bizman HaZeh that it can be sold? But Ema Seifa, what about the next part of the Pasuk? The first part of the pasuk says it's not lo sifte, and then it says ve'ez damam tizrok al mizbeach, and the dam you sprinkle on the mizbeach. Bizman hazeh miikam mizbeach, v'zom mizbeach bizman hazeh. So obviously the pasuk is teaching me bizman hamikdash el apshita bizman shabisa mikdash kayam. We're talking about bizman hamikdash u bimai, and what type of bechor are we talking about that it says it can be sold? It cannot be redeemed, but it can be sold. What are we talking about? We're talking about Zman HaMikdash. Which animal? Ilema b'balmum. Are we talking about a balmum? That can't work. Because Ema Seifa, v'zdamam tizrok alam izbayach. V'zchalbam taktir. So the Mishnah says that the Pasuk is referring to a case where you do Zrikas Adam and you burn the chalav. Michazi lakrava. A balmum does that. You do that to a balmum? No. So Elola b'tam. So we must be talking about Zman HaMikdash. We must be talking about Tam Viktani Nimkarhu. And it says you can sell it. Kash under Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman says a coin's only allowed to sell it Bizman HaZeh, not Bizman HaMikdash. Briskarov Stipler. So the Gemara, how could we say this? The Gemara says, what do you mean? No problem. Midi Arya. Is this really a proof? Reisha b'mamum Seifa b'tam. Your problem is that you're always quoting the second half of the Pasuk. So say, it's talking about two different things in the Pasuk. The first half of the Pasuk is talking about a Balmum, and the Balmum can be sold. And the second half of the Pasuk about the Zrika and the Haktara is talking about a Tam. So try number two, knocked out. Masav of Misharshia. Try number three, to ask Akasha under Rav Nachman. Kohenes Shenis Arva Vlada Bivlad Shivchasa. What's the case? There was a mix-up in the hospital. Two babies born, a Kohenes and an Ashes Kohen and her Shifcha. They were both pregnant. They were both in the same hospital room, right? And the babies, they got the bracelets mixed up, and all of a sudden they don't know whose baby is whose. So one of these babies is a Kohen, and one of these babies is an Eved of a Kohen. So for some things it doesn't make a difference, and for some things it makes a big difference. So let's see. Higdilu hataroves. As they get older, Meshachar and Zezeh, we force them to give a shtar shichur to each other. Why? Because the Eved doesn't know who to marry. So therefore, both of them are Suffolk Eved, so therefore, they are Meshachar each other, and then Memela, they are each free. They are each free. One is an Eved Meshachar, one's a Kohen, but you don't know, but at least both of them are free. They can each marry a Bas Chorin now. Vishnehem Ochlin Betruma. And they both, before the shichur takes place, Rashi says, they could both eat truma. Because a Kohen or an Eved Kohen is allowed to eat truma. Once the shichur took place, then they can, because maybe this is an Eved Meshuchra from a Kohen, and that's it. But Shem Oklam Truma before the shichur takes place. V'cholkin chelek echad al agoren. And also, before the shichur takes place, they could go together to get truma, and they all together get one portion. Because one of them is a Kohen, and Eved doesn't get a separate portion, but they could both go to the grain storage house, and they could both be given truma, one portion. Chelek echad al hagoren. Bechoron yiru achi yistavu. If they have a bechor animal, so then what do you do with that bechor? So yiru achi yistavu, you have to wait till it gets a mum, v'yochlu b'mumon, and they could eat it b'mumon. Could eat it after I get some mum. Stop there for a moment. The Shid Mukubatsis here has two opinions. How long are you allowed to wait? Yirachi Yistavu. Is there an Isser of Baal Ta'acher in a case of Safek? Those are his two dayas. Shid Mukubat says, in Osvav, he has two dayas. Yesh Mefarshim Ad Shana. Avo Mishana Ve'elech over Baal Ta'acher. Kedamar Rosh Hashanah. Dechsiv Lefnei Hashem Tochalenu. Fnei Hashem Okecha Tochalenu Shana B'Shana. First dayas says that there's a limit. It's a suffix, but Baal Ta'ach is an issur of delaying bringing one's carbon, so you have a maximum time. V'yesh mefarshim, d'dafka b'char v'adai. Avo b'b'char ta'aroves, lecha Baal Ta'acher, imam t'na sheyochal hu atzmo. So two important days in the Shita, where there's issur of Baal Ta'acher, you have to worry about it in this case. Okay, so what does this source say? That if you're in this mixed up case, you don't know who the babies are, so then when they have a b'char, you wait till it gets a mum. So, b'mayas kinan, when are we talking about? Ilema b'zman hazeh. Are we talking about b'zman hazeh? So, maestra didanu, maestra ditu, didanami mumon b'inan. If it's b'zman hazeh, then what's the chiddush of talking about this case of a mix-up with a kohen and an eved? We also have to, and the last line, what's the chiddush of the last line about b'char? We also have to wait till it gets a mum. If it's b'zman hazeh, there's no chiddush. Everybody has to wait till it gets a mum nowadays. So, ella la b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim. So, rather, it must be, this brisa must be talking about a case where bizman beis hamikdash, and that's why if we have it, we have to give it to a kohen. It has to be hukrav. But here the issue is that you don't know if somebody's a kohen or not. Then if it gets a mum, then he'll be able to keep it himself. So that's why it makes a difference. So e amrit bishlama. So bizman beis hamikdash kayim. So e amrit bishlama is lehug lekohen zechia begavayu shapir. So if you say, even Bisman HaMikdash, the Kohen has a certain bias over the animal, so then this makes sense. That's why there's a concept of Hamotzi Mechavar of Araya here. He doesn't have to give it up till he gets a mum. If he has some type of bias on it, so then it makes sense, the halacha in the Brisa. But if you say, like Rav Nachman says, that Bisman HaMikdash, a Kohen does not have any bias and he's not allowed to sell it, Ela E Amrit Lesle, if you say a Kohen does not have any connection to this, Bisman HaMikdash, because it's earmarked, so Lacey Gizber Velishkola, let the Gizber come and take it. Even if it belongs to one of them, so what? It's going to be a carbon, he has no bias over it, he's not allowed to sell it. So Rav Nachman's right, why should this be the halacha? Why should he be able to wait? So Gemara says, you're right. If it was Bizman HaMikdash, that would be a problem. But La'olam Bizman HaZeh. We're talking about Bizman HaZeh here too. Ah, the Kakashalach, Maishna Didon, Maishna Ditu. Ah, you said, what's the difference? Bizman HaZeh, what's the difference between us and them? So why does the halacha say, itdafka by a case of a Kohen with a mixed up Vlad? So no, there is a difference. Anan Yahavinon Leila Kohen B'mumayu. We would still have to give it to the Kohen in its mum. If it's a real Bechor, even if it gets a mum, we have to give it to the Kohen. Inhu kivan di'ika b'hu miksas kohen, since each of them have a miksas kohen in them, they're each a sabi kohen, mafgalei l'kohanim. There at least could prevent it from going to other kohanim. They could go to one of theirs. That's why they wait till it gets a mum, and then they can split it amongst themselves. But that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. They're allowed to keep it. Most of mechaveiro love araya. Mashenkin us, we wouldn't be able to, right? We would have to give it to the kohen, even if it gets a mum. Period. Good. Lishna achrina. Again, a similar version of the conversation that we just had. Bizman hazeh. So if it's talking about, doesn't the previous brisa have to be talking about bizman hamikdash? If it's bizman hazeh. So my arya. Bechoros dehalin sveikos. Why does the brisa focus on bechoros of this case of suffix? Afilu didon nami yiru. Even if it was ours, the same case, we wait till it gets a mum. El pshita bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Ve'iba bal mum. And so it must be bezman hamikdash that we're talking about. Ve'iba bal mum yirachi istavu hamisuavin v'kayimin. And we can't be talking about a case of a bal mum because it says you have to wait till it gets a mum. So we must be talking about Bizman HaMikdash. We must be spoken about Tam, El Pshita B'Tamin. And what do you see? Shmamina Dezachi Behu. See on the side. Vahani Hudolo Mizavni, Vadai Mizavni La'olam. Different question about the Gersonos. Either way, we get the same question. It's a Tam, it's Bizman HaMikdash, and it's specifically told about the Bechark, the Cohen case. So why is that? So again, the Gemara says no. La olam bizman hazeh umay kashalach afilu dilon nami yiru. What's the problem? Why doesn't it say us? It's the same halacha. You'd have to wait. Lo matzinu madchis lei lekohen dilo iskan safek kahuna. If it was us, we wouldn't be able to push it away from other kohanim because we don't have any safek kahuna in us. We're Yisraelim. Hani sveikus madchu lekohen. Right? But these sveikas could push off any other kohen. Kol chad v'chad, omer le kohen, anok kohen, v'anok kohen. Each of them could say, well, I'm a kohen, so I'm going to keep it. Right? It's basically the same idea in terms of defending Rav Nachman, how he would interpret this brisa. So, number three, we defend Rav Nachman, and we go to number four. Next case, Meisve. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Rav Shimon Omer. The context is Ir Hanidachas, city, a subverted city, that's I think the fancy translation of it, that they had some of their own that convinced them to do Avodah Zarah, and all the different halachas, what has to be done, ultimately, whatever's left of the city must be burned. Meisve, Rav Shimon Omer, Behemta, all the animals of the city have to be taken care of. Prat, lebehemas bechor u'maiser sheba. Excluding the bechor and the maiser animals in the city, they are not destroyed. Shalala, what is that teaching me? It spoils. Prat, lekesa maiser sheni sheba. The maiser sheni money in there also is not destroyed. Machlokas, we've shown him here. Rashi says this is only according to the opinion of maiser sheni mamon gavoahu. If you say my city is Mamun Gavoa, then that's not called Shlala of the city, and therefore you're allowed to take it out before you destroy the city. The Shin Lukubetzes here in the Hashmatos says not. No, the Gemara doesn't specify. It might mean even if it's Mamun Bailim, it's still different than real Mamun Bailim. That's an important Ta'ara. Shin Lukubetzes right here says there could be three levels. There's Mamun Gavoa. There's Meiser Sheni Mamon Bailim, which is not exactly Chulin, but it's Mamon Bailim. And then the third level is your money. So the Shita says, you're not forced to say that it's Dafka Laman to Amr Laman Gavoa. He says, Pirish Ra Akuntris, to Sovereign Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. Ubachinam Pirish Kane, Daf Laman to Amr Mamon Hevyot, Mimit Shaper Mishloa, Kimo Damrina and Meiser Sheni Bigvulin, Petura Menachala. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Meiser Sheni is pater from Chala, even according to the Mandamar Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedyodu. So you see, it's not exactly the same. So here too, the third level, the Shita says, you're not forced to say what Rashi says. Okay, anyway, what's the Diyak? So, B'maya Skinan, what are we talking about here? Where the Rib Shimon Shita, the Mishnah says you have a pasuk to exclude Bechor. You have a pasuk to exclude the bechor does not have to be destroyed. But my asking an ilim of bisman hazeh migir and idachas. If we're talking about bisman hazeh, so are there hanidachas bisman hazeh? The atznan the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin on daf beis ainos near any dachas el bebezin shel shem v'yachad. It's a bezin of 71. So there is a bezin of 71 bisman hazeh. Halavai. The Rambam says you can renew the smicha. But hasn't happened lately. So Ela Pshita Bizman Shabes Mikdash Kayim. So this Mishnah must be talking about Bizman Mikdash. Bizman Mikdash, that's when these halachas apply. By Yerni Dachas. Ubamai. And what type of Bechar are we talking about? Inim of Balmum. If we're talking about a Balmum animal, Hainu Behemta. That's not going as a carbon, that should be Behemta. That should be included in the regular animals that are destroyed. Ela Pshita Batam. It must be we're talking about Bizman Mikdash Tam. So now, the Iyamet Bishlama Islay Zachia Bagave. So if you say that the Kohen or the Bailam have a connection and a bailus on the animal shopper, then it makes sense why we need a pasuk to exclude it. You need a pasuk to exclude it because I would have said, no, it counts as Shlal of the Irinidachas. Comes along, no, not. Ela'i Amrit Lesle. But if you say, like Rav Nachman says, that the Kohen has no connection to the animal, so Lamali Mi Behema, what Behemta, why do I need a pasuk to exclude it? Typically, Mishla Lavalo Shlal Shamayim. It's not is. So what do you need an extra pasuk for? It's Shlal Shamayim, so you don't need the word Behemta to exclude. So again, Kashan Rav Nachman. And Sir La Olam Bibalmum. Really, we're talking about a Balmum. Isn't a Balmum your animal? So the Gemara again says, no, there's another category. Just like we said from the Shita, there could be three categories. An animal that's going to be Hukrav, a Balmum, and finally, yours. Why? Mishenechal b'toras behemta, yatsu b'char ha'maiser she'ina b'chla behemta. Even a b'char Balmum, which we've said in the past, is the only animal, the only carbon that automatically loses its kedusha. A regular carbon that gets a mum, you have to be pota it still. But Bechor Baal Mum is the only one that automatically, boom, it's Het Yot. Still, it's not Mamish Het Yot. There's still a difference. It's not. After all, the Mishnah says that there are still differences in Halacha. Kol P'suli HaMekdashim, Nimkaren B'itzlis V'nishkatlim B'litra. All P'suli HaMekdashim are allowed to be sold in the Shuk and be weighed with the regular scales. Why? Because who's making the profit off of those? Hekdish. So we're mezalzel a little bit in the Karbanos in order for Hekdish to get a profit. Chutz mina bechor mina meiser shana asan lebailim. But by bechor and meiser, you're not allowed to sell it in the shuk or with the regular weight, even though you're not going to be able to get the best price, because who's getting the money here? Right? The owners are getting the money. Period. But either way, no problem with that mishnah in Fremir Nidachas, because we're talking about a case of Balmum. So again, Rav Nachman's chiddush about Tam bizman hamikdash is upheld. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says the three cases that never took place. We mentioned this in Parsha Shir last week. One of them being Ir Nidachas. Betzora Mora, Ir Nidachas. And Bayis HaMenuga. And why is it there? Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So Baruch Hashem, today we're Mekayim that. According to that Manda Amar, we're darshaning. We're not doing it for the Schar, Chas V'Shalom. But Drosh V'Kabel Schar. Okay, period. Meisvei, next try. Another halachic context. Umala ma'al bashem. What is this talking about? This is talking about vayikrahe. See, what's that talking about? Asham gezelos. What's the halacha? There are a couple of averos that instead of chayav karban chatos, I'm chayav karban asham. Asham gezelos means if I have anything of yours, if it's a pikadon, if it's something I found of yours, if it's a milveh, anything that I found of yours, and I deny owing it, and I swear about it, and then it comes out that I really have it, I am chayav karban asham. But the halacha is, it's only if I swear and deny property that is mamono. That is literally mamono. What is called mamono? So here we go. Umeisvei, umola ma bashem. I deny. I make a deny. Larabos, kachem kalim, she mamon bailim. Divir Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, even kachem kalim are mamon bailim. If I have a carbon shlamim that I'm watching of yours, I'm watching your carbon shlamim and I deny it, that's chaya, that's machaya of me and Asham gazelos. Ben Azai Omer, Larabos shlamim. Ben Azai says, no, it's only to include shlamim and not other kachem kalim. Abba Yossi ben Dustayomet, what's other kachem kalim? Right, maybe a toda, if that's the Rebbe Shlamim, a bechor, carbon pesach, meiser. Abba Yossi ben Dustayomer, lomer ben azay elo ben bechor bilvad. Right, only bechor. Maybe Shlamim is too, it's more kadosh, it has smicha and tnufa, bechulu. B'maya skinan. So what are we talking about? Ilema, all these tanam are arguing. Ilema bizman azeh. Are we talking about bizman azeh? Hadumi de Shlamim ktani. Can't be talking about a bechor bizman azeh, because it's talking about shlamim too. You don't have shlamim as bizman azeh. Ela pshita bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So again, we must be talking about bizman hamikdash. Uba maya skinan. And what are we talking about? Ilema b'baal mum. Are we talking about a baal mum adumi de shlamim ktani? Shlamim sounds like a real shlamim. That you're going to be makriv. So we must be talking about ela lavatam. So we must be talking about a tam. We must be talking about bizman hamikdash. And what does it say? Vishmamina is leila koin zachia begave, and it says that halacha applies that this is called mamono. It's called mamono shel koin in terms of asham gezelos. So therefore, kashan Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said bizman hamikdash koin does not have bailus on it. Let's continue first, and then we'll mention an important ha'ara. Amar Abaya lo. Abaya says again no. La olam bitam. We are talking about a tam, but ubi bilchor bechutz la'aretz. Talking about a Bechor Chutz La'aretz for Reb Shimini, and it's the Shita of Reb Shimin, who we're going to have later on. We didn't have this yet. To Amar, the Reb Shimin says in the Mishnah later on in Daf Chaf Aleph, in Ba'u Tmimin Yikrvu. Reb Shimin holds that there is no Chiv to bring a Bechor from Chutz La'aretz. If you do, we'll take it. But there's no Chiv. So because there's no chiyuv, that's what we're talking about. In this mission, we're talking about a bechor chutz la'aretz. Because there's no chiyuv, that's why you have more bailus. Rav Nachman's case is talking about a Bechor Eretz Yisrael. And that's why you have less bailus on it, bizman hamikdash. Good. That is defense. First of all, 2 points. Number one, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon here in Os Aleph on the bottom just is bothered or makes the ha'ara. Why is it that later on in that Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph, if you look closely, you have the Tanakama there who holds that it's only a reshus. And Reb Shimon comes along and explains the svara of the Tanakama. So why does this Gemara say, oh, it's going like the Shita of Reb Shimon? It's going like the Shita of the Stam Mishnah. So the Grup explains beautifully that later we see that Rabbi Akiva argues on that. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't say you have a Rishus. And we always say Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. But that Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Stam this is Rebbe Meir, Stam Brisa, Stam this, Stam that, Vakulu, I'll leave it to Rebbe Akiva. The Rebbe told me to Rebbe Akiva. So we know this Stam Mishnah is not like Rebbe Akiva. So it must be in that Mishnah that Rebbe Shimon is really the Shita of the Tanakhama. It's not a Stam Mishnah because you know Rebbe Akiva, who all stomachs flow from Rebbe Akiva, doesn't hold that way. So that's why the Gemara here says Rebbe Shimon. One other hour, and then we'll continue. An important Reb Shimon Shkap. Reb Shimon Shkap, right here in Baba Kama, Baba Kama Simen Tez Zayin. He says, he quotes the question of the Ksos on our Gemara. The Ksos asks, in Simen Tavav, that Shlomim before Zrika is Aser Bahana'a. Aser Bahana'a. Even according to Reb Yossi Aglili. Even if you say Kachi Kalam is Mamun Bailim, but before I'm Zorik the Dam, it's Asr Bahana'a to me. If it's Asr Bahana'a to me, how could I say, first of all, the Ksos asked, how could he be Mekadish a woman with it, like we had earlier? It's Asr Bahana'a. Forget the Isra of Me'ila. Fine, there's no, but it's Asr Bahana'a to me. Because it's supposed to be Yokrav. So why isn't it like Arla and Kilay HaKerem? Arla and Kilay HaKerem is Asr, I'm not allowed to be Mekadesh a woman with it, and if I would have somebody's Arla and Kilei HaKerem, that would not be generate a carbon Shvuas Asham Gezelos. So says Reb Shimon Shkap, very Mistaver, to answer up Ksos's question, explaining that there are two types of Isur Hana in the world. There's one type of Isur Hana, that is, this is Asr Bahana because you have a Chiyuv to burn it. That's Asr Bahana, like Arla, like Kilei HaKerem, like Chametz on Pesach. Any other, he says, that's one type of Isser Hana. But then there's another type of Isser Hana because you have to do something with it. Sukkah on Sukkis is Asr Bahana because you have a mitzvah to sit in it. It's Asr Bahana. Right? Other examples. In this case of a carbon. He says, Tfillin. Sefer Torah Tfillin also Asr Bahana. I can't sleep on a Sefer Torah. Right? Why? But that's an Isra Hana flowing from the fact that you must use it for a mitzvah. It has a destiny. That type of Isra Hana, that belongs to you. You're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. You're allowed to sell a Sukkah on Sukkahs. Of course you can. But it's still Asr Bahana. So there's a big difference, says Rav Shimon Shkap, between the two different types of Isra Hana. Shlomim, before Zrika, yeah, it's Asr Bahana. But why? Because it's off limits totally? No. You could sell it. It's your bailus. Possibly, but it's Asr Hana because of its destiny. So that's why it's the two different types of Isr Hana. Very important, Rav Shimon. Okay, next, Meisvei. Third line. So why is this all here? Because now, finally, we're going to quote, what is it, number six, number seven, whatever it is, we're going to quote a Kasha on Rav Nachman from our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah had a machlokas whether a Bechor is subject to Temura. So Meisvei, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mali im Eino Meimer Bechadas Va'asham, Shahari Ein Zochen ben Bechayeyem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, there's no Temura Bechadas and Asham, because a coin doesn't own that, when they're alive. Tomar Bebechor, Shezochen Bechayeyem, but by a Bechor, a coin owns it. So B'mayaskinon, what are we talking about? Ilema Bebalmum, are we talking about a Balmum, Hadumi Bechadas Va'asham Kalmar? No, we're talking about Chatas and Asham. And the Chatas and Asham are Temimim, because it says that the Kohanim are Zocha only after Shechita. You're only doing Shechita and doing the Avodah if they're Temimim. So we must be talking about a Temimim. El Ola B'Tam. So we must be talking about a Tam. Viktani Zochen Bo B'Chayev. And it says Chatas and Asham, so we must be talking about Bezman HaMikdash. So Bezman HaMikdash Tam. And Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri says Zochen Bo B'Chayev. Kashan Rav Nachman, again, who said that a Bechor, Bizman HaMikdash, you're not allowed to sell. Zochot is not Zocha. So Amar Avina, Hanami, Bebechor, Bebechor, Kutzlaretz, Rebbe Shimoni, Da'amar, and both of them Yikrevu. So, fine, we're talking about it's the sheet of Rebbe Shimon again. So, Lemeke Tanoi. Maybe this issue is a Machlokas Tanoim. Bechor, Bebeis, Bailim, Osin, Temura. Bebeis, HaKohen, Ein Osin, Temura. The Tanakama holds that a Yisrael can be Mamer on his Bechor, but not a Bebeis Kohen, ain't Osin Temura. What does that mean? He cannot be Osin Temura. Who's the he? So we think the Yisrael cannot be Osin Temura. A Yisrael can be Osin Temura in his own house, but not in the Kohen's house. But maybe a Kohen can be Osin Temura in the Kohen's house. Or Shimon Elazar, Omer, Kiva, Shmali, De Kohen, ain't Osin Temura. No, once it comes to the hands of the Kohen, no Temura. Hainu Tanakama, same Shita. Maylaf Achikamar, maybe this is the Machlokas. Bebeis Kohen Uda Osin Temura. the Yisrael who osa tamura ve'in baal osa tamura. In the base kohen, the Yisrael can't be make tamura, but the kohen can. That's the machlokas. Whether if it's in the base kohen, can the kohen make tamura? Tanakama says yes, and the Rishon Elazar says no. Alma isle the kohen zechiyah bagave. So should we say this is the machlokas tanoim about Rav Nachman's issue? So Gemara says no lo kasha harabi Yochanan ben Nuri harabi Akiva. No, maybe they're arguing about in our Mishnah. Not Rav Nachman's din, but whether you compare it to Chatas and Asham, like we had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbi Akiva, and that's not Dafka, related to Rav Nachman. They're arguing about both Mizman and Mikdash. So it could be, but the Mishnah says it could be that it's a separate machlokes. And we already said that that's about Bechor Chutz Laaretz, so it doesn't have any shaychus to the issue of Rav Nachman. Period. Amar Rav Chisda, lo shanu. Now we're getting back. We finished Rav Nachman. New section. Amar Rav Chisda. Lo shanu. When do we say? The Mishnah said you're allowed to sell at a certain time. Right? Let's say you're allowed to sell. So when are you allowed to sell? So lo shanu ela kohen le kohen. You're only allowed to sell one kohen to another kohen. Av a kohen le Yisrael usser. But a kohen is not allowed to sell a bechor tam to a Yisrael. Why? My taima. Dilma azel Yisrael v'shadi bimuma. Maybe Yisrael will go and put a inflict a mum. And he'll bring it to a chacham to check it out. The omer lo bechor zeh nasan li kohen b'mumo. Oh, the kohen gave this to me when it already had a mum on it. So we don't want to be well, that's a problem, and therefore you shouldn't give it to a Yisrael because he might do this. He might do this. You could give it to a kohen. Why? Because you already have laws that we will never trust a kohen. He will have to bring witnesses that this mum was not inflicted by him because kohenim are chashudim. So that's why, no problem giving it to a kohen. But Yisrael, you're not going to have witnesses, you don't have to bring witnesses, and therefore you have to be worried. So ask Tosas, but they're not chashud. The reason there's no law that they have to bring witnesses that the mum didn't come through their own actions were because they're not chashud. So what are we worried about here? So Tosas says in the middle of the Yermaschel Dilma, no, we're only not worried about a Yisrael inflicting a mum when he has his own animal. When he has a bechor, and he's going to have to give it to the kohen anyway. So, in adam chotiv lo lo. What? If he gets a mum, he's still going to have to give it to the kohen. But, what's our case talking about? Where he got a bechor from a kohen. So, that case, we are worried, because then he can blame it on the kohen. So, that's the case that he's chashud, and therefore we are worried. Important ha'ar in Tosfos. Umish shari chacham haki. One second. The Gemara says, what are you worried about? Will the chacham allow it anyway? V'yama rav. In ruin bechor li Yisrael, elam kein kohen imo. The kohen who sold it to him has to be there anyway. Right? Because the Yisrael is chashud on Gezel Kohen. Right? Because he's worried that, even if he's not worried, that he's going to eat the Bechor without a mum, but he's chashud on that. So we will always be worried that he's trying to steal it from the Shevet of Kahuna. So the Kohen has to be there with him anyway. So what are we worried about? So Amar Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Hainu Tam of the Yisrael Aser. This is why a Kohen can't sell it to a Yisrael. Because of the Issur D'Rabbanan that comes up in various places, a Kohen is never allowed to do favors for Yisraelim in a time period when we could assume that maybe he's doing this so that next week, you know what? Remember me? You got some Truma there, you got some Bikurim there, right? You have to, not Bikurim really, it goes to the Mishmar, but you have some Truma there, so remember me? So that's why you can't sell it, because I'll sell you this Bechor today, and you give me your Truma next week. That is the reason you can't give it to a Kohen. A Kohen can't give it to a Yisrael. Marzutra, equal to Bei Ravashi, want their Marzutra, he visited Ravashi, Amrule, they said. They gave to Marzutra, Lito Marmidi. Can I give you something to eat? Isolokami Bisra, they brought him some meat. Amar lei, lechomar de mivri. Eat this meat. Oh, it's healthy. Mishum de bukhruhu. It's bechor meat. And bechor meat is very healthy. Minolachuha, he amar lei, minolachuha, she adds in, how do you know this is bechor meat? Amru lei, de zavalam ploni kohen. Well, so and so kohen sold it to us. Amar lehu, lo svir lehu, had amar afhune breder of Yeshua, levnish nirik, go on him and say, yeah, bebeis agranus. Don't you say that's a problem? So amru lei, lo svir lan de anan mizvan kazav ninan. He didn't give it as a present. We bought it. That's not Kohen Misayeya. We bought it. We paid for it. So that, why is that a problem? We paid for it. So Amar Lehu, he says, no, it's still a problem. Velo Svira Lehu, you don't hold that in that case? But it's not. We learned. Akami, so Achayiv L'Tavol B'Bechor, we have this back in Bechoros. How long does a Yisrael have to hold on to the Bechor before he gives it to the Kohen? B'daka Shloshim Yom, B'yadaka 30 days, U'bagasa Chamishim Yom. The Amar Lo, and if the Kohen says to the Yisrael, you know what, give it to me early. Tenei b'toch zmano. I said, you lo. You can't. So what do you see from there? Any financial benefit to the Yisrael could be considered Kohen Misayeya. So too, that they sold it to you. Maybe he gave you a good price, maybe, right, there's not allowed to just take it. Even here it should be a problem. It doesn't only apply by presence.
What are we talking about here?
Sorry, what?
This is talking about Ravashi and Mazutra. And...
Oh, right, so what? When did they live?
Right,
there's no Beis HaGranos there. Is there? Right, is this unless you say that the din applies even if the reason doesn't apply. And whatever, and they had Bechorim in those days? I guess they didn't do the trick that we do about Mafkia, the Bailos with the Shutfus of a Goy. But, right, maybe, that's a good question. Maybe do we say that there's still an issue then? We'll have to see. But this is, right, obviously in the times of the, late Amoraim. What are we talking about here? Okay, maybe just the din would still apply. Amalei, but don't you still, hold of his issue? So Amalei, they answer, no, Hasa Muchacha Milsa. Over there, it's clear that the Kohen is helping them. He's taken the animal early, so that Yisrael doesn't have to be Toreach in it, and that's why Kohen Misayeya. Right now, he's giving benefit to the Yisrael. Hacha Mizavin Kazav Ninan. Here, we're buying it. He's worried about what's going to be in a month from now. Right now, he didn't give us any benefit. So it's not Muchach Milsa that is Kohen Misayeya. Who knows what we're going to give him? Over there in the Mishnah in Bechoros, of course, right now we're getting a benefit. Mashenkin here, we're not getting a benefit right now, so therefore it is okay. There's an important discussion in Rashi and Tosfos here, but first let's try to finish to the Mishnah, and then we'll start with that tomorrow. Discussion we had back in Bechoros also about returning Pidyon HaBen money. We'll get back to that. But first, let's do the other version. Lashon Acher, Amrulei. This is the other version that they said. They said to him, "No, Hacha Lo Yav Dame." Over here, hacha adame, hacha kayav dame. It should be hacha and hasam. But over there, but when is there a problem of karo and misayaya? That's where it's a present. But here we paid for it. So my amrit, what are you saying? Mosel kohen gabe. What, maybe he gave us a good price? To solve our kohen, because the kohen thinks, to chihavi le bachar achrina yavdi ole. When they have another bachar, they'll give it to me. Meaning, he has all of these, ideas about the future? Lo. He wouldn't lower his price, Bizmana said. He wouldn't give us a good deal. Why? Demasika Daite. You know what he thinks? Botsina Tav Mikra. It's better to have a small gourd today than a huge gourd tomorrow. Meaning he wants something today. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? Right? So he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it giving him a lower price today, worrying about the future. So he didn't give us a good price. That's why it's not an issue of Kohen Hamisa Yeya. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about Rashi and Tosfos here, who mention that it's usur for the Kohen to give the Bechor back to the Yisrael the Matana. That's what Tosfos says right here. Usur l'kabel b'matana. Why is that? The Mishnah in the Gemara in Bechoris that we'll talk about, that some Tanam did this. Be'ez Hashem, we will discuss that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and we'll continue with Tumura Daf Tes in the next couple of Mishnayos. We'll continue. Okay, Parsha Shir was given. Hopefully it's up already. If not, it will be. And we'll stop here.